Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Retirement. With America's wealth, financial and income coach,
best-selling author,
4 Expies,
2 Emmys,
4 Tellies,
2 Quillies,
Coach Pete Deruta.
Well, folks, welcome back into the Rock on Retirement Show. Coach Pete right here, Mr. Thomas Lipscomb there, Jackie Selby in the other room there. She's behind the glass, we call it, on the other side of the pond. She's handling the control board.
You're projected from me is what it is.
She does a great job. And I think that we do a pretty good job here explaining different things. We're going to talk right now about the 6 retirement planning mistakes to avoid. Now, folks, if you're paying attention, if you're in a car, then it's tougher. But if you have somebody with you in a car, get them to get a pen out there and write down these 6 mistakes, because knowing is half the battle. And then acting on what you know is the other half. So let's at least get you knowing what kind of mistakes are out there. Albert Einstein once said that smart people learn from their mistakes. But then guess what he else said? What else he said?
What's that?
He said that geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Mm. So why not learn with your portfolio without you putting your portfolio at risk? See what others have done in the past that didn't quite work like they should. And so the number one mistake here to avoid is underestimating the amount you will need for retirement. I see this every single day. Jackie, how much money do you think is a safe amount to have in your portfolio or your total collection of assets that would give you the confidence to say, Coach Pete, I'm retiring tomorrow?
Well, it seems to me there's a number floating around there that people say $1 million.
Yeah, well, $1 million, huh? We used to have that sound clip for the dude that said that.
We did, yeah. From Austin Powers, you're right.
Yeah. Well, $1 million sounds like a lot. Thomas, what about you?
You know, when I was in high school, and this tells you the state of our educational system, I assumed 401k was how much I needed to retire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you thought you needed $401,000?
They correct, yes.
Well, the secret here is we look at what our, like Jackie, you said $1 million. And so if we look at $1 million, what do you think you could get from it as a yearly income from the stock market off $1 million, as far as what they say that you could have about a 92% chance of not outliving your money? What do you think the Wall Street tells you that you can take?
Oh my gosh, 60 grand?
No, and here's, and by the way, I found it.
$1 million.
I was a little distracted here. Well, all right, so 60,000 you think you can take out. That's 6%. Of the original $1 million.
It is.
And then you take it out, and let's say the market has a bad year. So your million went down to 940,000 right away because you took the money out and spent it. But let's say the market has a bad year, and now you're down to, 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't spend a lot of that, but the market did. Now, the next year, you want to take 60,000 out again, right?
Yes.
Well, that's not going to be 6% anymore.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be about
8%. 8%, and so on.
And so this is a recipe for disaster, and this is a recipe for you to run out of money.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantees in the stock market type accounts. Number one, there's no guarantee you'll have that lifetime of income, and there's also no guarantee the money won't keep going down.
Correct.
Not because of you taking it out, but because the market taking it out.
Exactly.
And then we have one other equation here. We need to throw in the equation, financial termites, mm-hmm. fees, commissions, and expenses you might not see that are hidden in your portfolio. That's why we call them financial termites. I've never seen a termite at my house. Just because Coach Pete doesn't see termites at his house, does that mean there are no termites at his house?
Absolutely not.
But as a matter of fact, by the time you see them, it's almost too late.
It is too late, they say, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And I don't want to experience that.
Nope.
So I have the termite people come every year. And you know that's still not a guarantee. They're, if you read their contract, it says, well, we can't guarantee everything, but we're going to try to help you.
Right. Yeah.
So let's go back to that. All right, so you say $60,000 is too much. You can't take that much amount.
Yeah.
So Wall Street has what they call the 4% rule.
Mm-hmm.
They say you look at whatever your balance is, and you could take 4% of that value out that year. And then, of course, the next year, 4% of whatever it is, because the value is going to go up and down.
Right, whatever's left.
And so they say you have about a 92% chance of being okay. Now, Jackie, I don't know about you, but if I got on a plane and the pilot said we've got about a 92% chance of landing safely and an 8% chance of dying, guess who's going to be the first person off that plane?
Me and
I'm
you.
I'm going to pull the slide if I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that stewardess or flight attendant that one year, he got mad at something. He pulled, the plane was on the ground, he got mad at the pilot. He pulled the chute, so the slide came out. He grabbed a 6-pack of beer and slid down the chute. We got to look that up. That was like 10 years ago now. I have to frustrated look that up. With everything. Oh, tired of life.
Federal charges.
So, well, yeah, that's what you don't want. Yeah. So, and as a flight attendant, you don't want to be on the no fly list.
No.
So, again, here's where the math meets the money. And math over money every single day. Science and math beats speculation and gambling.
Yeah.
So the math says, the Wall Street model says 4%. And actually, they revised that a couple years ago. They said, well, we'll worry about that. It's a 3% rollout. Mm-hmm. So you can only take 3% of your money out and still have that 92% chance of being okay.
Boy.
Again, 8% chance of failure. So that's not how I work, Jackie. And as a retirement income certified professional from the American College, that's RICP. You can look up that designation. It's a true designation, just like the CFP. We're trained, though, on retirement income strategies. Because guess what 100% of the people I deal with are going to need in the future?
Income.
No, retirement income.
Yes, yes.
Well, everybody needs income.
Yes.
Retirement income. That's why it's retirement income certified professional.
Yeah, I see.
And so what we say is there has to be a way for you to have 100% guarantee of not outliving your money. And matter of fact, that you said you wanted 60,000 out of a million. We've had people that had a million, and we can get them 60,000, and it's going to be guaranteed for life every single year, at least 60,000, with no chance of running out of the money.
There you go.
Do you think that might give you some more financial confidence, Jackie, than what we just talked about the Wall Street way?
Oh, most certainly, yeah.
The Wall Street way doesn't make sense a lot of times, does it?
No,
it doesn't. Wall Street is good, and guess. And by the way, folks, we handle risk and safety. We're on Wall Street too, but we're also on the safe street. Mm-hmm. And safe street is where you need to be when we're talking about money put aside for retirement. After we get the safe street all filled up and all the houses completely full, yep. Houses of money, then we can take what our leftover money and put it into the gambling street. But once we have our safe street, we know with certainty what our lifetime income is going to be no matter what year we decide to retire and activate that. On the minimum, it could always be more income, never less than what we say.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true with the Wall Street model?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
And so it's very, very important. It's vitally important that we get a plan that we believe in that is going to give us that confidence and no chance of ever outliving our money. Even if our balance goes to zero, by the way, the income check continues to come all the way to age 121 and beyond that if you live past that.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's lived past 120.
I'm going to 120.
There you go.
So we've spent a good deal of time talking about how retirement is important and how to get that income for retirement is important. But we are going to reserve some times on our schedule right now for the next 10 of you to call to put together for you your very own total retirement plan. Now, encompassing in the total retirement plan 22 steps, but the most important step is that financial fill-up strategy, what we just talked about right now. Every single year, you'll be guaranteed to get a brand new paycheck no matter what happens in the market. Your money will never go down. It will always advance, protect, and give you lifetime income. If lifetime income is important to you and your family, which I don't know anyone who it's not to, it's got to be important. Damas, I know you're only 37.
Of course.
Is that important to you?
It is, without a doubt.
Jackie?
My goodness,
you've
yes.
talked to a lot of people over the years who probably made the wrong choices in the market,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's true.
And a lot of folks don't even know this exists, and that's concerning to me. So this is a way for you to eliminate risk and multiply your chances of return, yearly income. That's what I call return. And you can have a 50% increase in income based on what you said, because you said, you originally said, we talked about the 4% rule. So you said $1 million, 4% of that is $40,000. If there was a way to be able to get $60,000 and lower and eliminate risk and guarantee lifetime income, what do you want to find about it?
Out
about
it? Of course.
Well, the next 10 of you call, we'll do that for you. We'll put together for you a 22-step total retirement plan, which will have that financial fill-up strategy. Jackie, give that number out. I've got 3 books to give you when you come in as well.
888-456-7577. Contact Coach Pete at this number. Boy, does that make sense to me. 888-456-7577. You know, you can also text RETIRE to this number, 600-700.
Coach Pete Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.